How are you ready?
With your permission. Parashat Achemot. Parasha starts with the Ber Hashem Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe. Excuse me. Achemot. After the death. Shnei Bnei Aaron. Bekorbatam lifnei Hashem. They came closer to Hashem. Vayamutu didat. Actually, 2 weeks ago, Parashat Shmini, when this death occurred, Shnei Bnei Aaron died, it says in the Torah, they died because they brought Ezra, a fire that they were not asked to do. But they took some spices, some fire, they tried to go into Beit HaMikdash, into the Mishkan, and they died. Here the Torah omitted it. Torah says, it's died because they came closer to Hashem. Closer to Hashem. They did the wrong thing. It doesn't say this in the Torah. Then the Torah continued by the bear. Hashem Moshe, Mola on Achicha, Hashem to Moshe, go tell your brother, don't come to the holiest of the holiest anytime you want, unless כי אם בזאת יבוא אהרון אל הקודש, פעם במכר, you have to bring a bull, ayil, and a sheep. And then the Torah will tell you it's so called עבודת יום הכיפורים. So if you want to know what's going on in בית המקדש in יום כיפור, Hashem just is going to say this in this week's parasha. So actually we're going to read this on יום כיפור, this paragraph that has to do, sounds like, sounds like it has to do with the death of Aaron's children. Because otherwise Hashem would have come and Hashem would have said, this is the laws, what you have to do in Yom Kippur. But Hashem decided to say the laws of Yom Kippur, what has to be sacrificed in Beit HaMikdash, the spices in Beit HaMikdash, and everything in Beit HaMikdash after the children of Aaron died. Why did Hashem have to tie it to the death of the children of Aaron? It's not to do with Aaron's children. It's laws, what are you doing in Kippur? Sounds that Hashem wants us to know that Yom Kippur has to do with the death of Aaron's children. And actually, the Zohar says that we're going to read this paragraph on Yom Kippur. Says the Zohar, whoever listens to the Torah on Yom Kippur and he cries while they're starting to read the paragraph, Hashem gives him a forgiveness. Can you give him a forgiveness? Why? Because you cried? How could you cry? How could you cry on the death of the children of Aaron? And the sinners? The Torah says they did the wrong thing. So what do you mean you cry for them? How do you cry? Not only that, the Gemara says that Moshe told Aaron after the children of Aaron died, Moshe told Aaron, you know, I knew something going to happen. One of us would have died. But now, then I see that they died, they're much bigger than us. They're bigger than Moshe and Aaron. How can it be bigger than Moshe and Aaron? Moshe told Aaron, I knew when we opened the Mishkan, somebody's going to die. I knew. But I thought it's me or you. I don't know, they died. So they died. They must be bigger. Why? How can it be bigger? They didn't sin. On Yom Kippur itself, the way Hashem said, the Avodah on Yom Kippur, it says the Kohen has to bring a personal bull. And he has to confess. And first, he has to confess on himself and the Kohanim. And then he has to confess for all of Israel. Sounds like the Kohanim, the Kohen, they need a special kapara. It's not the same kapara that Am Israel had. Even though it goes on the same mistakes, But the confession, you can do one confession for everybody. But two confessions. First confession for the Kohanim, and then confession for Israel. What's the reason for that? So the way it says in the Torah, the way it says in the Gemara, the Moshe Rabbeinu when he repeats the stories in Sefer Devarim, he says that after we did the golden calf, Aharon nitanaf Hashem la'ashmido, Hashem was so upset, he wanted to kill Aaron's children. Aaron had four children. Hashem wanted to kill all of them, since Aaron was involved in the golden calf. Even though the Gemara said Aaron meant Hashem Shamayim. Aaron, when he did the golden calf, he was afraid that after Am Yisrael killed his nephew Hur, they might kill him. And the Gemara says, Aaron said, if they're going to kill me as well as my nephew, Hashem will never forgive Am Yisrael. So of course the Gemara says also, Aaron never meant it should be a golden calf as Avodah Zarah. He told Am Yisrael, you know what, give me your earrings. And he wanted to delay until Moshe's arrival. Happened to be that Am Yisrael pushed him so hard in the morning, and they said, let's go, let's go, let's go, and Aaron made the golden calf, and here the golden calf is standing, and Am Yisrael dancing around him. But actually, Aaron never meant to do a golden calf, and he meant Hashem Shamayim as well. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem wanted to kill Aaron, and to kill his children, not Aaron, kill his children. It means Aaron has four children. It means Hashem would kill all four of them, and we have no more Kohanim. It's true they had Pinchas, but Hashem did not have in mind, if we may say, to have Pinchas to be a Kohen. Like we read in Parsha Pinchas. So it means Hashem is upset at Aaron that he made a golden calf, and Hashem wants to kill his children. And this is unheard. This is unheard that Hashem wants to kill children of somebody because of the sin of the father. The opposite, the Gemara says. Hashem only punishes children if they do the same sin like the father. But Hashem never punishes children because the father did a sin. So let's assume Aaron did a sin by participating in the golden calf. Why Hashem wants to kill his children? Innocent children. Why? And Moshe said, I prayed by Pelgam by Aaron. Moshe says, I did pray for Aaron, and my prayer helped that only two died. Actually, in Nadav Avihum, it sounds like they didn't die because they did something bad with the spices. This is because of the golden calf. They died because of the golden calf. Until now, we thought they died because they took some spices, they went inside without permission. Here comes Moshe, when he repeats, he says they died because Aaron did the golden calf. And there are the two of them that were left, the survivors, because Moshe prayed. This is the Gemara, a person should know. It's a message from Hashem, Chachamim say. The prayer of a person does at least 50%. Like Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for all the four children to survive, but didn't help. Two died. Nadav Avihu died. To tell you, says the Gemara, that when you pray to Hashem, let's say, I want to buy a lotto, 500 million, you pray, and you know how to pray, and you have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good things, the tefillah will do at least half. 250 million guarantee. Likewise, Chachamim say, look for Moshe. Hashem made a gezera in Shamayim, wanted to wipe four children. Moshe prayed. Two survived. Tefillah of Sa'al Fachot Mechza. The tefillah of a person does at least 50%. I said, again, the question is, what does Hashem want from the children? What happened? He didn't do anything wrong. To kill the children because Aaron made a mistake. And again, the mistake of Aaron is just indirect. Something happened because of what Aaron did. Aaron did not mean to do a golden calf. And Aaron made Hashem Shamayim. So you kill the children of Aaron because what? Chachamim tell us the following. Shlomo HaMelech, Mishir Hashim, he writes, you know, by the way, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, I don't remember if I told you this. I can just say the Sfaradim have less problems with Ashkenazim. Because the Sfaradim say Shir HaShirim every Friday. They're very powerful. Shir HaShirim. So Shlomo writes Shir HaShirim, I believe it's chapter 3, Es ist 10 Uhr in Minutes Yom HaMelech Shlomo. The Gemara says, every time you read Shir HaShirim, you have to have in mind, you have to know what you're saying. The Gemara says, every time it says the Shir HaShirim, the word Shlomo means Hashem. Melech Shal Shalom Shalom, it's not Shlomo at all. The last one, in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo means Shlomo HaMelech. But every time it says Shlomo, it doesn't mean Shlomo. It's not Shlomo, it's Hashem. So says Shlomo says like this, Tzeena Orena, go out and look. Not Zion, Am Israel, Bamelech Shlomo. Bamelech Shlomo means Hashem. Go look at Hashem. What do you have to look? Ba'atara, in the crown. Shitralo Yimo, that his mother put the crown on him. Yom Chatunato, the day of his wedding. Uviyom Simchat Libo, the day that his heart was full of joy. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, in Masechet Ta'anit, Shlomo said, go look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at his crown, that his mother put the crown on him. Says the Gemara, yeah. At that moment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us and told us the Ten Commandments, at that moment, we so-called put a crown on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we acted like Hashem's mother. Who are you to put on Hashem's crown? A mother can do it. The mother says, okay, that's the explanation. Shlomo hints. Say now, I'm not from Shlomo, but I'm what do you say? I say, go look, see the king, means Hashem, has a crown on his head. Yom Chatunato, the day he got married. Says the Gemara, you should know, when Hashem revealed himself on Shavuot, to Am Israel actually was a wedding between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we said Na'aseh v'Nishma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so proud of us, that moment, Chachamim say, it is like we put a crown on Hashem. Actually, the Zohar says it, the Gemara says it, but the Zohar says that the person learns Torah, an angel comes and takes the Divrei Torah and turns it into a jewel and puts it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crown. As well as tefillot. The person prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eliyahu Navi takes the tefillah, he goes upstairs, he gives it to the interior minister upstairs, Matat, and Matat puts it on Hashem's head as a jewel. That's what Chafetz Chaim said. Chafetz Chaim said the person should never think about somebody else. Because everyone has a job. And your job is to put a jewel on Hashem's crown. Says the Mishnah, says Shlomo, that's what happened. If somebody would ask you, what happened? Hashem gave us the Torah and Hashem revealed himself. I said, the commandments. I says, no, you don't understand. The Ten Commandments was the Ketubah. Actually, was the Chuppah. Was the Chuppah between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chachamim say, 40 days later, we did the golden calf. So actually what we did, we broke the chuppah. The Gemara says, it's like a bride, in the middle of the chuppah, she runs away out of the chuppah. She left the groom. She's looking for a new groom. Says the Gemara, golden calf was a new groom. We said, this is our God that took us out of Egypt. You know what you did? So the Gemara says, you're still under Har Sinai. Chachamim say, Rashi said, that the fire was still on Har Sinai. We were underneath the mountain, parked, waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to come back from Shamayim. And while Moshe was in Shamayim, we made the golden calf, and we said, this is our God. So the Gemara says, you know what you said? I said, this is my husband. I says, what do you mean? You left your husband. It means the golden calf, the consequences of golden calf, and then Hashem was so upset, it's not the golden calf. Hashem laughs at it. Somebody goes in front of a golden calf and says, this is my God. Hashem left at him. He must be stupid. But, says Navi Yirmiyahu, you know what the problem is. The problem is that a few days ago you were married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a wedding. Yom Chatunato. And what did you do? You just changed your husband. But it's Hashem was upset. So let's Chachamim say this was indirect, of course, because of Aaron HaKohen. But this was like Aaron HaKohen's so-called fault. He should not have done this. There's no excuse for this. He says, we left HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Aaron HaKohen told us, give me your earrings, and I'll do something for you. You get a new leader. He says, what happened in the end? He says, he asks, what's the root of the problem? The root of the problem is Aaron. He said, that's what Hashem was so upset. Hashem was upset at Aaron, even though he meant Hashem Shamayim, everything is okay. But indirect, you took my children and took them away from me. The Chachamim said, look, we have a mitzvah to get married. This is the first mitzvah. This is Chachamim said, of course, marriage is not what Hashem had in mind. Hashem had in mind we should produce so-called more children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the father and the grandfather for us. That's the purpose of the marriage. It's not we should have a companion. But this Hashem would not given us a wife. As Chachamim say that you have to know that the way Hashem made it, that Hashem made it originally, that the wife is going to be inside the person. Then Adam HaRishon wanted a wife, so Hashem made an operation. And that Hashem did it on purpose. That he took part of Adam HaRishon and made the Chava. Hashem could have made the Chava. Hashem, no, Hashem wanted us to know that she's supposed to be inside us. And the purpose is that we could produce ourselves the children. He says, all of them will be children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually, that's what happened when Hashem revealed himself to us. So-called was a wedding, and at the same time, we became so-called the nation and the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then by doing the golden calf, the whole thing fell apart. We're not the wife of Hashem, we're not the children of Hashem. But actually, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, before Hashem revealed himself, told him, go tell Am Yisrael, told Moshe, Atem til mamlechet kohanim ve goy kadosh. He says, all of you will be kohanim. So the Rish says, Moshech Rucham, is one opinion, all Am Yisrael will be kohanim gudolim, not just a regular kohanim, kohen gadol, all of us. And that's what Hashem had in mind. All of us should be kohanim gudolim. Since we participated in the golden calf, the whole thing fell apart. But this was the plan of Hashem. So Kam Chachamim said, look, the damage that was done by the golden calf is not a golden calf. It means Hashem lost his children. Hashem lost his nation. Hashem lost his wife. And then Chachamim said, look, now I understand why Hashem was so upset and wanted to kill our own children. He says, what did you do? Innocent. No. This is called Midah, can you get Midah? Whatever you did, Hashem will do the same thing to you. Aaron, what did you do? He said, you took away Hashem's wife. You took away Hashem's children. Moshe says, listen, Hashem was so upset, wanted to kill all Aaron's children. So we no more Kohanim. No more Kohanim, it's true. Why? Because we were supposed to be Kohanim. And Aaron, with his mistake, caused it that we could not be any more Kohanim. No, no Kohanim. You're not going to have Kohanim. You're not going to have children. No more Kohanim. That's what Moshe said. Moshe said, I prayed so much. At least we have left. Two of them, Elazar and Itamar. Eventually, Pinchas will join in. So now we have Kohanim. And says, what really happened? Moshe said, I prayed. What happened exactly? So of course we know that Moshe, after we did the golden calf, Moshe went up to Shemayim for 80 days. After 80 days, Moshe brought the second tablets. Second tablets means to reinstate now the first wedding. That's what happened on Yom Kippur. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur agreed and told Moshe Rabbeinu here, give the second tablet. Give them the second tablets. Not the second tablet. This is to replace the first tablet. Not to replace the first tablet. It's to replace the wedding. That's what happened in Yom Kippur. The Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to come back to us, to take us back, even though we betrayed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Chachamim said, look, a lady that was married to somebody and then got divorced and got married to somebody, she cannot go back to her original husband. That's the law, that's halacha. It's too late now. You got divorced from your husband, you want to go back to your husband? Fine. But if you get married to somebody, and then that person died, or that person divorced you, you cannot go back to the first husband anymore. Finish it. So, if we were married to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then we did the golden calf, so-called we got married to somebody else, nevertheless, Hashem took us back. This is the Chachamim said, this is Yom Kippur. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way, that even though Kadosh Baruch Hu would not do something so-called against the Torah, who himself, the Gemara learns Torah, says, nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us back. This was Yom Kippur. And that, what Moshe prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his prayers, please, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please what? Please what? Look what Aaron did. Aaron took my children. Hashem said, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And Hashem just left two of the children for the sake that we're going to get the second tablets, we're going to, again, will be the wife of Kadosh Baruch Hu, as well as his mother, as well as Shlomo HaMelech said in Shir HaShirim, his sister, as well as his wife, as well as his children. This is the obligation, Chachamim say, that happened on Yom Kippur, when we got the second tablet. So actually, Yom Kippur is not just, you know, a forgiveness from Kadosh Baruch Hu. The real Hashem forgives us is because we go back to Chag HaShavuot. Here comes the Gemara and says, look, see Kiddush on Friday night. I say, Yom HaShishi v'Yechulu HaShemayim V'Aretz. I say, what do you have in mind when you have the Kiddush? I mean, say, you must have this, it's crucial. Yom HaShishi means the sixth. That's Friday, the sixth. What means the sixth? The sixth means the sixth of Sivan. If we do Kiddush on Friday night, you see, Yom HaShem V'Chul HaShem V'Aretz, Friday, Hashem finished his creation, and we said, no. No, you don't have this in mind. You see, Yom HaShishi, not Friday, Shishi means six. Have in mind, Shavuot. Shavuot. There's six. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. Says the Gemara, when Hashem created this world, Friday, Hashem said, okay, it's true, Friday. But Friday is the sixth day, right? So I'm waiting for the sixth of Sivan to see if Am Yisrael will accept the Torah. What does it mean? It means Adam Rishon on Friday, so-called disobey HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it means you're not going to get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, you know what? I have hope that Bezrat Hashem, one day, I will speak to my nation, and I'll get married to them. B'yom chatunato. So Friday, of course, says the Gemara, look, Friday we say, l'chadoli l'krat kala. What is it? Who is l'chadoli l'krat kala? Who is l'chadoli l'krat kala? It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. So we are the bride. Same thing happened on Shavuot. That is, every Friday night, we come with a statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are still married to you. It's every Friday you have to say that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes Friday night. Say Chachamim, when you hold the cup in your hand and you said Yom HaShishi, says, what do you think? Hashem needs you to say Yom HaShishi. What's the Kavanah you say on this Yom HaShishi? What's the Kavanah? The one says you have to have in Kavanah Shavuot. What's the Kavanah? That Hashem got married to you on Shavuot. It says every Friday, says the Gemara, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm married to you. I keep the Shabbat. So the Gemara, what do you mean? The Gemara says, Hashem said to the Shabbat, Am Yisrael is your bride. Shabbat is the groom, Am Yisrael is the bride. Hashem is groom, l'chadodi, Hashem is groom, Shabbat is the bride. We are the bride. And says, this is going every week. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah. I am your bride. This is what Hashem wants to hear from us in order for Hashem, so-called, to supply and give us whatever we need. So that was the plan of Hashem. When Hashem built himself on Shavuot, this was the plan. And there, Chachamim said, look, the whole purpose of Yom Kippur is one thing, is to reinstate the wedding. So here comes this Parshat Hashavua. I said, look, Rebbe Hashem Mashiach Yimot Shnei Bnei Aaron, the children of Aaron died. I said, why did they die? You know why they died? The Torah says, because of Tam Yifnei Hashem. They really, it's true, they went without permission. They want to do spices. But what really what they had in mind, they want to be close to Hashem. I said, well, what do you mean, they want to be close to Hashem? Since we did the golden calf, so-called we got divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is waiting. Hashem is waiting for us to go back to Him. Actually, this was the Mishkan. But Hashem said, build me Beit HaMikdash. I'll be next to you. What does it mean, back to you? It means Hashem is always around us. No, the Mishkan is like a chuppah. Therefore, the Mishkan had a cover. And it says, the whole thing is to so-called to get back to the marriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said the Torah, look, Am Israel, please, you have to understand the concept of the children of Aaron. The two left ones are a symbol. That the first two died because they wanted to come close to Hashem after so-called we were separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After we got divorced from Hashem. Therefore Hashem tells Moshe, listen, go tell Aaron this. Aaron has to have a special sacrifice for himself and confession for himself, and then he's going to confess for Am Israel. Because it's two different confessions. Because you caused Chas Shalom, Am Israel, to lose so-called the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did the golden calf. Okay. But you caused it. It's a different level. Hashem said to Moshe, go tell Aaron, listen. You have Avodat Yom HaKippurim. Avodat Yom HaKippurim is the same exact story what happened with the children. So what happened with the children? They want to come close to Hashem. So what happened? I says, we did because of you, Aaron, because of you, golden calf. You, golden calf, so-called, we got far away from Hashem. We got divorced from Hashem, the golden calf. I says, Yom HaKippurim brings us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as back to the marriage. And let's Chachamim say, the Shavuot is like Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara says, Shavuot is coming. I says, Shavuot, Hashem is going to judge you. Gemara says, Hashem is going to judge me. Gemara says, yeah, Hashem is going to judge you on Yom Kippur. On Shavuot, like Hashem judges you on Rosh Hashanah, like just you on Yom Kippur. Why is he going to judge me? It's the same exact thing. You see, Rosh Hashanah, Adam Hashem was created. What happened? Didn't listen to Hashem. So what happened? Hashem never got married to him. So what happened? Hashem said, Yom HaShishi, let me wait for the sixth day of Sivan. Let's see if I can accomplish it then. The Gemara says Hashem was so happy. He said, "Naaseh v'nishma," because we're going to fix what Adam Rishon did not want to be. So Adam Rishon said, "I need a wife." The Gemara says Hashem said, "I got no wife. Why you need a wife? I got no wife." The Gemara says Adam Rishon should not have had a wife, since he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked him, "I need a wife." Hashem said, "Okay, you have a wife." But the goal was he should not have a wife. You should be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Elyonim upstairs, you should be downstairs. But the goal was that you so-called get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Chatur Noto. And that's what the Mishnah said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy with us when we said Naseh V'Nishma. And Hashem said, who revealed that secret to my children? That's the idea. That you have to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be like the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rami said, that's the whole Sefirat HaOmenah. We're waiting for Shavuot. What Shavuot says, Dari? Shavuot, Hashem wants to see if you are in the same level that we were on our Sinai, and we said, Naseh V'Nishma. It means what? Yom Chatunato. That's all. Hashem wants to hear it from us. That you want to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, at that time that you said that, you put a jewel on Hashem's head. And therefore the Gemara says, when we put the jewel on Hashem's head, on the crown, Hashem sent down his angels, and they put crowns on us. We did the golden calf. Angels came down, says the Gemara, and took the crowns off our heads. Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, you get back the crown. So actually, that's what happened. We put a crown on Hashem's head. We put jewels on the crown. Hashem, in return, put crowns on us. We did a golden calf. Hashem took it back. Says the Gemara, we'll get it back when Mashiach will come. He says, what do you mean Mashiach will come? Wow, wow. He says, because Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to state the wedding. Yom Chatunato. So Chachamim said, this is the whole Sefirat HaOmer. It's not to count how many days to the Omer. It says, how many days I'm getting to the wedding. It's like the bride is waiting to get married. It says, it's not when Hashem is going to give me the Torah. The Torah was just a sign that we're getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. It's not Yom HaOmer. No, it's not Yom HaOmer. It says, I'm waiting. So we have to purify ourselves and accept on ourselves all the laws of the Torah. The laws are the laws of the marriage. So if somebody, Chas Shalom, does not keep it, there's no count the Omer. What do you count the Omer for? You don't have to count the Omer. Count the Omer is just to show that you want to do the marriage again. You mean you want to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to put the jewel on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crown. When you say this, the Zohar says, "Yishavut adidin bevek migaluta." Says it's true. Pesach was a date for redemption, but this Pesach is the redemption without any merit and privileges. It means, listen, like Hashem took us out of Egypt once, like Hashem saved Abraham once. Hashem saved us, but this is before we're getting married. And getting married is a new concept. You're with the wife of Hashem. It means Hashem will save you as a wife. It's a different concept. So before, Hashem would take us out of Egypt. Out of Egypt, we want the wives of Hashem. We want even the children of Hashem. Nothing. It was called Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel, Hashem promised Abraham to take us out. Hashem took us out. This says the Zohar. So when I'm in Israel, you know, Pesach is a date of redemption. Likewise, Hashem took you. Okay? Says the Zohar, you have another date now. Depends how you prepare yourself in Sefirat HaOmer. You get to Shavuot, then says Ari, the same concept of Shavuot that was then is coming now. What is this? Getting married. Getting married, of course Hashem will take you out of exile. I say, you're the bride. I say, you have to get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Yerushalayim. I say, the bride is in America. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the bride to Eretz Israel. Says the Zohar, B'Shavuot, Atidin Mevkim Galuda. Wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out on Shavuot, back to Eretz Israel. Because now we're getting married again. And that's the whole idea of this world. Hey Hashem Echad, that we should be likewise, we want Har Sinai. Rav Chachamim said that you have to love everybody. You have to accept the mitzvot. Amen.